Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Well, happy Fat Tuesday, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to talk today a little bit about getting ready for Lent, which begins tomorrow with Ash Wednesday. What is Lent? What's its purpose? What can we anticipate? What kind of help can we anticipate from the church during this season? What does the Lord want to do with us? What's the meaning of it all? As I said, today's Fat Tuesday, so there's a lot of celebrating going on in different places, but we're anticipating and waiting for tomorrow, the celebration of Ash Wednesday. So as Ash Wednesday begins the liturgical season of the 40 days of Lent, it's where we celebrate the Paschal mystery of Jesus. It's going to end with our approaching 40 days between Ash Wednesday and the beginning of the Triduum, which is the celebration, ultimately going to be the celebration of Easter and Jesus' resurrection. Lent's primarily a penitential season in the church's liturgical year, and it reflects upon Jesus, and it's kind of modeled on Jesus' fasting for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert and the spiritual warfare that he engaged in. He was engaged deeply in prayer and fasting. Tomorrow I'm going to take some time to go through the temptation of Jesus and apply it to our own lives. I hope you can join me for that. But anyway, we know that Jesus fasted and prayed. He overcame temptation in the desert during that season. Here's some of the things that the Catechism tells us about this season of Lent. Paragraph 540 explains, by the solemn 40 days of Lent, the church unites herself each year to the mystery of Jesus in the desert. So it's directly connected to that battle. And if you remember, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan at the beginning of his ministry at age 30. And after having been baptized, and there was a revelation of God the Father and the Holy Spirit and the uniqueness of who Jesus is, the voice of God the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And Jesus came forth and entered into, as Father Cantalamessa said, we know that throughout Jesus' life, he was never separated from the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was always with him. But it was at that moment when he was baptized in the River Jordan and he came out of that river where his itinerary, his mission, his fundamental calling and purpose for his time here on earth began. He went forward, he came out of the waters anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he went immediately into the desert where he did battle with Satan. He really came out of that water. I often view it this way. He came out of the River Jordan equipped, and he came out ready to do battle because Jesus came to fight. Jesus came for spiritual combat. In fact, Jesus came to die. But that death was intended. It was a part of the spiritual battle that he was going to fight. But what he was after was destroying the devil. He came to make war. Jesus Christ is a warrior. And the season of Lent is a season of spiritual warfare. Here's paragraph 538. Recalling very clearly that Christ was driven into the desert for that combat. It says, the Gospels speak of a time of solitude for Jesus in the desert immediately after his baptism by John. Driven by the Spirit into the desert, Jesus remains there for 40 days without eating. He lives among wild beasts, and angels minister to him. At the end of this time, Satan tempts him three times, seeking to compromise his filial attitude toward the Father, that is, as his attitude as his son toward his loving Father. Jesus rebuffs these attacks, which recapitulate the temptations of Adam in paradise and of Israel in the desert, and the devil leaves him until an opportune time. So kind of laying a foundation here for what we'll get after tomorrow, looking at the text itself from Luke chapter 4. The Catechism uses the words recapitulate, and talks about the temptation of Adam in paradise and Israel in the desert. So what's happening? Where Adam failed, he was tempted in the garden by Satan, where he didn't trust God, and something died in his heart when he fell to that temptation. Satan seduced him. Satan's a liar. He's the father of lies, and he's after the enslavement of the human race and ultimately its destruction. So Adam failed in paradise, and he was sent from paradise. And then Israel itself wandered in the desert after it had been enslaved in Egypt, and Moses had led them out of Egypt through the Red Sea. God brought them into a new place. He demonstrated his love for them and his great power, and he was going to lead them through the desert ultimately to their destination, which was the promised land. And that formation period of time in the desert was really fundamental. And what got revealed in the desert, in part, was the infidelity of the people of Israel, God's chosen people, how quickly under struggle and difficulty and temptation, they would give up on God. And ultimately, what did they do? They crafted idols, a golden calf. They rejected God's commandments, and they ended up worshiping the creature or something that they made with their own hands. And so Satan is going to try to do the same thing with Christ, and we'll go through that whole text, as I said, tomorrow. Paragraph 539 from the Catechism is also very helpful. It says, the evangelists indicate that the salvific meaning of this mysterious event, in this event, that Jesus is the new Adam who remained faithful just where the first Adam had given in to temptation. Jesus fulfills Israel's vocation perfectly. In contrast to those who had once provoked God during 40 years in the desert, Christ reveals himself as God's servant, totally obedient to the divine will. In this, Jesus is the devil's great conqueror. He binds the strong man to take back his plunder. Jesus' victory over the tempter in the desert anticipates the victory at the Passion and the supreme act of obedience of his filial love for the Father. So there's a prefiguring that's going on here. First, it's real spiritual warfare. The devil is going right after Jesus. As soon as he comes, you know, into his mission, the devil tries to attack him, but Jesus came specifically to do battle. And it's interesting that Jesus himself would empty himself in the desert through fasting. He didn't eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights. He was weakened. But what he did do is he prayed. One of the things fasting can do is help equip us for spiritual combat. We subdue our drives. We subdue the constant noise in our interior life. And fasting allows us to settle, to empty ourselves, to sort of calm down and to focus, to kind of turn from all the distractions that are there in daily life and to be able to focus our prayer and focus our attention on God and God's purpose for us. That's part of what the church is leading us into in this season of Lent, to a time of fasting and abstinence. What does that mean? Well, first, abstinence is to abstain from meat, and everybody 14 on up in the church, the Catholic Church, is called to abstain on Ash Wednesday, that's tomorrow, from eating any meat, Good Friday, and then the Fridays of Lent. So the season of fasting and abstinence, you combine those two things together, and fasting is to have just one full meal a day, and then two other smaller meals that don't exceed that one full meal. That's sort of like the ground of the minimum requirement for fasting during the season of Lent. And it's for people 18 to 59. And this is the, as I said, it's the minimum. But I would encourage you to consider stretching yourself in your fasting. For many people I know in the church, taking a lead from the long-standing Christian tradition of fasting, but also the encouragement of Our Lady from Medjugorje. She encouraged us to fast and pray on bread and water, I think it's on Monday and Wednesdays. So it's a practice I've done for many years, not on bread and water, but just fasting on Monday and Wednesdays. Think about maybe not just having one full meal and then two smaller meals, but maybe just one full meal on the day, or just two smaller meals on the day, or giving up things that you're really attached to that you don't need in relationship to food and drink to help you kind of dial into the season of Lent and where the church wants to lead us. Some way you'll get out of it this season, what you put into it. If you just celebrate Ash Wednesday, you abstain from meat, you're fasting, you receive your ashes, but then Thursday becomes just another Thursday. And before you know it, the entire season of Lent can go by just like that without you having been able to enter into the spiritual combat and the spiritual warfare that's meant to be so much a part of this penitential season. And part of it is doing penance, that is actually doing things, doing penance for our own sins, for the sins of the world, for the sins of the church. We want to pray and fast and fight as well for those who are caught in spiritual in our lives, that are caught in spiritual bondage, are yet to really come into a new life in Christ and the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. It really is a time of spiritual warfare. And I promise you, if you enter into this season and expect, for first, hearing the call from the church, you know, who stands here before us and with us in the person of Jesus Christ, the hierarchy, the clergy, leading us into this season, if you come into it with faith, expecting God, the Lord, remember, the Lord loves expectant faith. Remember the woman who was had the flow of blood in the gospel, and she had it for years. I don't know, I think it was 12 years, something like that. And Jesus is making his way through the crowd, and she's thinking, oh, if I just can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Nothing's ever worked to stop this. And she was suffering a great deal. And she kind of pushes her way through the crowd, and she reaches out and just touches Jesus. As he's bumping in other people, making his way through the crowd, he feels power go out from him. And he said, who touched me? And he was profoundly touched by her faith. And he said, woman, your faith has healed you. And what was it? She knew who Jesus was at some profound level. And she knew he had the power to change her life. Maybe you're entering into this season of Lent carrying burdens that you feel like you just can't get off of you. Maybe you're in bondage and you're struggling and you feel like you're losing and you really need help and you need God's power. This is the season right now. The whole church is going to, all around the world is entering into a time of focus and on prayer and on fasting, on listening to the Lord and aligning our lives more fully with him by his grace. The Lord has a plan for each one of us in this season if we take it seriously. So enter into this season, make a decision. This isn't going to be just an ordinary Lent for me. I'm not going to begin with just Ash Wednesday and then let the whole season get away from me. I'm going to enter into a journey, and I'm going to walk with Jesus each day, remembering that he spent these 40 days in the desert. And he conquered the devil, the devil's work. His victory began there in the desert. Ultimately, he destroyed the devil on Calvary, but he declared his victory. He told the devil, I've come to plant the flag. You're not going to seduce me into disobeying my Father. You're not going to seduce me into falling into your temptation to becoming your slave. I belong to God. I belong to the Father. I live by his word, and I've come to plant the flag of my Father's kingdom on this earth, and I'm going to bring back, I'm going to win back, and I'm going to break your power over those my Father has created in his image and likeness, and I'm going to bring them back to my Father in heaven, and you will not stop me. Jesus knew the Father would be there for him, and each one of us needs to know Jesus will be there for us as we enter this season of fasting and prayer. Bring your spiritual battles to the Lord. Fight the good fight. Take some time, turn off the television, turn off your phone, find some more quiet. Get before the Blessed Sacrament in a Blessed Sacrament chapel somewhere, minimum one time a week for an hour or so, and ask Jesus to lead you. If you don't know what to do, if you're like, gee, I need some help, go knock on the door of your pastor or parish priest and say, Father, help me. How can I enter into Lent more fruitfully and more effectively? I'm sure there's things happening in your parish where the parish is reaching out to try to help you do just that. Friend, I want to pray for you and pray with you in this season because I know God has great things in store for you. What he has for you is freedom and life in him. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. We can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.